A Bahamas excursion operator is back open for business. A cruise port is limiting passengers. And an incredible world cruise. Cruise News Today starts now.
From the Cruise Radio Studio in Jacksonville, Florida, this is Cruise News Today with Doug Barker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Monday, March 4th. Cruise lines have started selling tours to Blue Lagoon Island again over in Nassau, Bahamas. The tours were halted in November following an accident where a boat capsized and an elderly Royal Caribbean guest had a heart attack during the evacuation. In December, local authorities cleared the island to reopen, but the cruise lines wanted to do their own investigation. The line offers beach days, snorkeling, and swimming with the dolphins, and private beach escapes to major cruise lines such as Carnival, Holland America, Royal Caribbean, MSC, and Norwegian. And a federal judge has decided that Bar Harbor can cap daily cruise ship visitors to 1,000 to address congestion caused by cruise ships in the summer and fall. Now, this decision has been met with mixed reactions, as you can imagine. While Bar Harbor town manager James Smith expressed satisfaction, local business owners foresee negative impacts on the community and the economy. Many small business owners shared their concerns over job losses and reduced business. The Bar Harbor Town Council plans to issue a detailed statement later on today. And Holland America Line has unveiled plans for its 2026 Grand World Voyage. It's scheduled to set sail on January 4th of 2026 aboard the Volendam. Now, this 132-day voyage will embark on a round-trip journey from Fort Lauderdale, allowing passengers to visit all seven continents. The voyage will span 47 ports across 39 different countries. Now, with the size of the Volendam being one of the smallest ships in the Holland America fleet, it'll be able to access narrower waterways and estuaries in France. Pricing is not out yet. It's due out in May. But if it's compared to the latest world cruises by Holland America, prices start at around $25,000 per person. And cruise line stocks were mixed on Friday. Carnival Corporation up 1% to 16.00. Royal Caribbean up 1%, 124.26, and Norwegian down 0.5%, 19.26. If you have a story, drop us a line, tips@cruiseradio.net. Have yourself a great Monday. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.